As ever, this year's Brighton Festival includes a film series as part of the programme. Tim Brown from the Duke of York's and Cine City came to Radio Reverb to tell us more about End of Fear. That's a documentary on next Thursday, May 23rd at Duke's at Comedia. It's all about a crime of art vandalism.
This is the true story of a vandalism of an artwork in 1986. Sounds like an unlikely premise for a film.
Yes, and it's sort of that old adage that truth is stranger than fiction. I mean, you couldn't really make it up. It's probably the most famous crime against art ever committed in 1986. An art vandal attacked a Barnett Newman painting, Who's Afraid of Red, Yellow and Blue 3, slashed it to pieces with a Stanley knife, and then that could have been the end of the story, but the painting was sent off to an American conservator to be restored and, you know, an attempt to get it back to its former glory. And that's when the story starts to get very odd, because the restorer did restore it, but not in a way that anyone was expecting. And arguably, it's been described as really a double murder. The painting was killed the first
time. Well, it just popped up to B&Q, bought a tin of the nearest looking colour paint and slapped it on.
That's more or less it. So it's a wonderful story. And there's lovely archive footage of the time. And then the director, Barbara Visser, who's an artist herself, she has commissioned a young female Dutch artist to make a recreation of the painting. So there's all these different things going on. There's the story about the original vandalism. There's the other story about the second act of murder on it. And there's a really talented Dutch female artist who's recreating the painting. And all these things are weaved in together. So it's an oddity, but it's compelling. And, you know, there's an aspect of thriller about it. And it also just beggars belief. I mean, 1986... isn't, I'm showing my age, but it doesn't seem that long ago. So the idea that a painting could just be sent off to a conservator without the proper checks and balances being made is, just beggars belief, really. It's a lovely documentary, and again, it's one we brought it over from a contact we have in the Netherlands, so there's no prospect of ever being able to see it in a cinema apart from this one-off screening in part of Brighton Festival.
There you go. So that's Tim Brown from the Duke of York's and Cine City talking about the End of Fear film. That's Thursday, the 23rd of May, 9 p.m. at Duke's at Comedia.